I wanted to ask you about both aspects of the things that you're talking about, both the efficacy as well as the toxicity. But as long as you just brought up the toxicity, another thing we've heard a lot about are CNS issues. What has been seen there, and what's the pathophysiology, also cytokine release?
You know, CNS issues, delirium, seizures, confusion, these are real potential side effects. We do not really understand the mechanism of this. We've seen similar symptoms in patients getting the other anti-CD19 monoclonal antibody, blinatumomab. In general, these are self-limiting and reversible, but there have been some fatalities from the CNS toxicity. But we don't understand the CNS toxicity as well, and we don't clearly have an antidote for it as well as the CRS.
So I mentioned to you that David Porter from your institution, who's done so much of the work in this field, particularly in leukemia and lymphomas, is actually working with us on a program right now. And I'd interviewed him a couple of years ago, and he told me some of the stories of the initial patients, some of the cytokine release syndromes and severe problems that were seen. I've heard it said that this is less with BCMA. Is that true in myeloma?
Well, you know, the experience is still much less with BCMA and myeloma, and so it's still an evolving story. And I would say that we have definitely seen some significant CRS in our myeloma patients. You know, I think there is a relationship between the burden of the disease and probably some relationship, though it's not clear, between the success and how well the cells are popping from the therapy about the incidence of CRS. But you're correct that some of the reports have really shown relatively minimal toxicities, and we'll still have to see. I mean, I think that currently the use of CAR T cells for myeloma is exciting, but it still remains experimental. I think we have a lot of proof of principle and that there are certainly patients who've had nice responses, but I think that we're now in an engineering aspect of this where we really have to figure out what are truly the best targets and how the best way of targeting the myeloma cells. There seems to be a lot of relationship between the expansion of these cells within the patient's body and how well to maximize the expansion of these cells and persistence. It really seems like these cells need to stay in a person's body for a while so they can act as what Carl June, who was our great physician scientist at Penn who has done a lot of this work, he calls them serial killers, that you want to keep them around at low levels so that should the antigen, meaning the disease, start growing again, that they'll be around to proliferate and attack and get rid of the disease.